The European Union began vaccinating people this weekend against COVID-19. It's an effort that spreads across its 27 member states. The massive vaccination campaign began over the weekend, and the timing is critical. Some member nations are seeing surges in cases. NPR's global health and development correspondent Jason Beaubien joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Lila.
So this sounds like a massive undertaking. What can you tell us about the vaccine rollout?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, Europe has been very hard hit by this pandemic. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is the first one authorized in the EU. And that could actually have ripple effects beyond Europe, because there are a lot of other countries outside of the continent, including also the WHO, that will accept authorization from the European medicines agencies in their own regulatory process. So having this start in Europe really means that these vaccination campaigns may be able to get going all over the world globally. It's really a great sign. You know, there's still huge logistical challenges, but overall on the vaccine front, this is really good news. There's also bad news coming out of Europe, however, in that this new strain of the virus that researchers are calling the UK variant is being found not only inside the United Kingdom, but really all over the world now. It's significantly more infectious. So far, it has not been detected in the United States, but they found cases in Canada, Singapore, Japan, and many parts of Europe.
So this new variant sounds really concerning. What more do we know about it?
Well, the CDC says that it is 70% more transmissible, they believe. They also are saying they definitely need more research on it. And they're saying that at the moment, travel restrictions are one way to actually try to keep it from getting a foothold in places like the United States.
So a lot of world leaders are trying to stop that new variant from getting into their countries. What new travel bans, restrictions are we seeing?
What's kind of amazing is we're seeing right now sort of the most aggressive tightening of global travel restrictions at any time since the early months of the pandemic. You've got more than 40 countries have banned travelers from the UK. Japan just announced it's basically barring all foreigners at least until the end of January. Israel is going into a really tight lockdown. Some countries are also barring South Africans over another variant that's been found there. And starting today, travelers from the UK into the US, they're going to have to show proof of a negative COVID test within the last 74 hours before boarding their flights. So these new restrictions are being driven by the fears about this new strain of the virus.
Yeah. So what's the big picture here for the next weeks, months ahead?
You know, it really depends whether you're sort of looking short term or long term. Clearly, the vaccines getting out there and getting into people's arms, this is really good from the long term, right? But in the short term, concerns about these mutations, about these more possibly, you know, transmissible strains that could be spreading, border closures, you know, all of that is showing that the pain and uncertainty of this pandemic really aren't going away in the short term. You know, and over the weekend, you know, Anthony Fauci, he was on CNN. He said, we're at this critical point right now. And he's quite concerned that people who've gotten together over the holidays, those people are going to drive more infections and we're going to see a bigger spike in numbers.
As we get into the next few weeks, it might actually get worse.
Worse than where we are right now, which is at a very bad spot.
NPR's Jason Beaubien, thank you.
You're welcome.